Jennifer, I hope you're there. It's great to have you on the show. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Today, I am in a great mood. I mean, we've got Annetta here. I've got Steve Mann here. We're flying first class on Ask the Builder today.
Wonderful.
So how are you? Okay?
We're okay, except that we built a house, which was the worst thing we could have ever done, and we've been in for about 6 months now.
Okay.
We have had problem after problem, and the one that vexes me the most is the gutters.
Okay, what's wrong with the gutters?
The gutters drip down the face about every quarter inch all the way around the house.
Making zebra stripes on your gutters.
Yes, and they're white gutters, too, so you can really see it. But when you walk outside in the rain, you can get dripped on from any spot around the house. And my builder keeps telling me, oh, that's normal. Is that normal, Tim?
Well, I hate to say this, but it is normal, and it's a, in my opinion, it's a defect in the manufacturing process of the gutters.
Okay.
If I was to show you, if we could, here, I'll tell you what, if we could get up on a ladder and you saw how that gutter was made, you know, they take a flat piece of metal and they actually kind of force it through these roller dies that actually create that profile you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is when that piece of metal at the top, like in other words, you're looking from the ground up and you see that last little like half inch of metal kind of go up, mm-hmm. and then it turns and goes towards the house.
Right.
Well, the problem is they don't turn that angle at a greater than 90 degree angle. In fact, it's less than a 90. So that the top part of the gutter, there's about a half inch piece of metal at the top that's supposed that you would think is flat. It's not flat. It actually tilts towards the street. So what happens is dust and dirt collects on that little ledge up there, you know, when it's not raining.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it rains, the water washes, instead of going back into the gutter, which is where it should go, in my opinion, mm-hmm. it rolls down the face of the gutter.
Mm.
So it's a manufacturing defect. I've brought it to the attention of Alcoa, and they think I'm nuts. They just act like it's no big deal.
And have white houses.
Oh, it's horrible because it's really tough to get those that clean.
Mm-hmm.
You can't easily get that clean. I mean, I've used I sell this oxygen bleach product called Stain Solver, and it works pretty good to get it off. Mm-hmm. But who wants to be up there doing that? That's really hard work.
Oh yeah.
So I hate to say this one thing. This is probably the only thing your builder's right on. I mean, I hope he's not awake and listen, you know.
Actually, at this point, I hope he is.
But just so you know, too, I don't want you to ever be discouraged about building another house. You know, it sounds like you had a bad experience. But if I sell a bunch of really neat tools for my website, and mm-hmm. if you would have used a couple of my tools, actually about four of them, you'd be doing a happy dance right now. I mean, you'd be happy. You'd be inviting your builder over to dinner. I know it sounds crazy. It's true. I'm telling you. I used to become really good friends with a bunch of my clients, and because we always had a happy experience, and I mean, we became friends. And it's there are good builders out there who really care, and I tell you how to find them. So
it would have been great to have had you build our house then, Tim.
Well, I tell you, I would have enjoyed it. I mean, we would have been having dinner tonight. I can tell you that. So, so is there?
I'm a good cook too.
Oh, I'll bet, man. I'm telling you, I'm all over that. Do you do like city chicken? You know what city chicken is? It's where you can go to the store and buy these pieces of pork that are on these like little kebab sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, and you kind of bread those and cook them in some gravy. Oh man, I'm all over that.
No, I'm mostly doing Italian.
Italian, okay, all right. Well,
you
I'd like that.
Pasta, I can cook it.
I can. I'm all over that. I'm loving marinara sauce and all that kind of stuff. And, oh, and the dogs too, man. I want the dog to eat with us.
Sorry. That would be Ashley.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, actually, if you have a minute, I've got a hardwood floor that's got cupping in it.
Okay.
And just a area probably about 3 feet by 3 feet square. And the floor was actually laid in the summer. And there are expansion joints that we saw before they finished putting in the molding and everything.
Okay.
My builder came and looked around, and he said, oh, we don't see any water leak. We don't know why it did that. Sorry for your luck if it gets worse, call.
So is this near an outside wall?
It is.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's attached to an outside wall, and there's a window right above it.
What's the outside of the house, brick?
Stone.
Okay, yeah, I already know exactly what the problem is. You're getting... if you go to my website, askthebuilder.com,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to go to the brick section on the left-hand side. There's a category called brick. And
okay.
read quite a few of the columns there that talk about brick veneer water leaks.
Okay.
You actually are getting water coming in through the stone joints. And now here's the cool thing. We can stop this water getting in at this point. I have an e-book that talks exactly how to fix this problem. It's very cool. If you go into my ebook section, there's one called Ceiling Brick Masonry. And
okay.
I show you step by step what you have to do to stop it. But you're getting water in that stone, and it's actually leaking to the house. You need to get on this problem right away. But luckily,
okay.
it's easy to fix. It's water that's getting in, and it's getting under that floor and causing it to cup.
Tim, I'm going to tell my builder to get on your website.
Yeah, he needs a big time.
Learn something.
Yeah. Well, make sure you sign up for my newsletter when you're there. If you go back, you know, in the upper right-hand
mm-hmm.
corner, I got some huge news coming out. I'm actually going to be typing the newsletter this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think you want to get on this newsletter list.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Tim,
Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
My producer, Annette, is growling at me because I got to hit this break.
All right. You
now she's holding her head.
Day.
She's going to kill me when we go off the air here. Okay, Jennifer, call back any Saturday, pal.
I probably will.
All right, thanks.
Tim.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.